A team effort on fighting crime. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The answer is not to abandon our streets. That's not the answer. The answer is to come together.
President Biden visiting New York City after the recent killing of two police officers and urging a united front against crime and gun violence.
The police and communities building trust and making us all safer. The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors.
He says communities need them, and he's urging Congress to pass more funding, also focusing in part on the trafficking of illegal guns from state to state. Attorney General Merrick Garland traveling with him, meeting with the governor and the New York City mayor, though the White House has dismissed criticism of bail reform as a possible driver of rising crime as well. The former Chicago police officer sent to prison for killing black teenager Laquan McDonald is now free. Jason Van Dyke released today after serving less than half of a nearly seven-year sentence. He was convicted of second-degree murder for killing McDonald in 2014.
His family and activists are condemning the early release.
The same charges against him were the same charges against the man that killed George Floyd. He got 22 years. Still not enough.
They're calling for federal charges against Van Dyke. McDonald prompted 911 calls and was high on hallucinogenic drugs and armed with a knife when the former officer shot him 16 times.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Van Dyke was the first Chicago officer in decades to be convicted of murder for an on-duty killing. The jury sending a second note to the judge in the Michael Avenatti trial. The lawyers accused of stealing book proceeds from now former client Stormy Daniels. Earlier, jurors said they couldn't agree on the most serious count, wire fraud. They've just requested the full transcript of Daniels' testimony. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An NFL team that just finished a name change is still dealing with allegations made when it was the Redskins, landing before a House panel on Capitol Hill.
Six former Washington Commanders employees took part in Thursday's House Oversight Roundtable discussion describing the toxic work environment under the franchise's owner, Dan Snyder. Former cheerleader and marketing executive Melanie Coburn reflected on a photo shoot in which cheerleaders were subjected to degrading poses.
I'm still haunted by this. And at the time, there was no HR department or any reporting mechanism for this abusive behavior.
The presence of explicit photos and even a video was confirmed by former video manager Brad Baker during his testimony Thursday. The discussion coming as dozens of former employees of the team seek the release of a report into the findings of an independent probe by the NFL into the Commanders' workplace culture.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, denying claims made in a class action lawsuit by fired head coach Brian Flores, calling the suit malicious. Flores accuses the league of systemic racism, prompting calls from some civil rights leaders for a meeting with the NFL commissioner. Holiday shopping survived supply chain issues, but this Valentine's Day might not be quite as sweet.
Hershey said it's running low on its candies this year due to a shortage of labor and factory capacity. Many grocery shelves already are empty where heart-shaped chocolates normally sit, and Hershey said it will likely stay that way leading up to the holiday. The company is making a very big effort between now and Valentine's Day to get everything they have in the hands of retailers. Hershey said it has added production lines recently and hired more workers, and has even sent salespeople to stores to help restock shelves. But it hasn't been enough to keep up with America's appetite for its Reese's chocolates, Jolly Ranchers candy, and other sweet treats.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, a sour day on Wall Street with Meta shares leading the way after tanking. fourth quarter profit. The Dow down more than 500 points at the close. The NASDAQ more than 3%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.